My name is Ketsia Aurelian, Ketsiaaurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Rosendo Torres, Rosendo, last name Torres. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has improved since the last visit and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, as well as the aging process, period. However, obstructive uropathy secondary to BPH is part of the differential period. There is pyuria in the there is evidence of pyuria with urine white blood cell count of greater than 50. However, the culture report is negative. The patient denies any urinary symptoms, period. There is also evidence of non-significant proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 204 milligrams. This proteinuria is likely related to the pyuria, period. To further assess, we will order a pelvic ultrasound to rule out obstructive uropathy, as well as a renal ultrasound to rule out any structural damages or stones, as well as hydronephrosis, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 32 from 34, creatinine of 1.5 from 1.6, and a GFR of 45 from 40. The patient is euvolemic and has no complaints, period. Next line, hypothyroidism with normal thyroid panel, period. The patient was started on levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily at the last visit and was encouraged to continue it. We will repeat the TSH panel. We'll repeat the TSH at the next visit, period. Next line, BPH without symptoms. He is taking finasteride 5 milligrams daily. F-I-N-A-S-T-E-R-I-D-E, period. We will further evaluate for possible obstructive uropathy with the pelvic ultrasound, as previously stated, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen and decreased cholesterol in the diet, as well as simple carbs, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is under control with the hemoglobin A1C of 7%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, GERD, G-E-R-D, continue with the current regimen of famotidine 20 milligrams POBID as needed. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 153/81. Period. For the patient's age, this is not concerning. Period. He is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen. We will continue to monitor. Period. We emphasize the importance of decreased sodium of 2 grams in a diet, as well as plant-based diet devoid of animal proteins. Period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 2 months to review the ultrasound reports as well as the laboratory workup. Next line. We started, we ordered ANA and uric acid levels due to the patient's complaints of joint stiffness and joint pain to rule out hyperuricemia and possible autoimmune disorder. And